today's contestants. A television editor, originally from Detroit, Michigan, Jeffrey Williams. A career counselor from San Leandro, California, Valerie Costello. And our returning champion, a financial analyst, originally from Lake Orion, Michigan, Kate Freeman, whose one day cash winnings total $5,599. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Benny. Hello, everyone. I have a very positive feeling about today. As you saw, Kate didn't earn a lot of money on Friday's program, Tough Final Jeopardy. But today's going to be different. Jeffrey, Valerie, and Kate, let's go to work right now in the Jeopardy round. And today, the three of you get to deal with these subjects. Barbie, celebrating role models. Fun category. Next, says you, Shakespeare, you have to identify the character quoted. Then we deal with the big, little, or no bang, followed by world capital bingo, blended words, and finally, Olympic sports you can do barefoot. Kate, start.
Let's do world capital bingo for 600.
I, 1959. Karachi is designated to be out as capital as this city, yet to be built, gets the nod. Kate.
What is Islamabad?
That's the I.
World capitals, 800.
G, 1812. Not named in honor of a D.C. college, this capital of Guyana, formerly Stabroek, gets its new name. Kate.
What is Georgetown?
Right.
World capital, 1,000.
O, around 1300. Akershus Castle is built in this city. It's still there today, south of a street called Carl Johan's Gate. Valerie.
What is Oslo?
That's right.
Barbie for 200.
Mattel pays tribute to this woman who helped spark the civil rights movement when she refused to give up her bus seat. Jeffrey.
Who is Rosa Parks?
Yes.
Barbie 400.
Making history in 1983, this woman inspired girls to reach for the stars. Kate.
Who is Sally Ride?
She's the one.
Barbie 600.
A Barbie Shiro, Ibtihaj Muhammad stayed true to her faith and wore this traditional headscarf at the 2016 Olympics. Jeffrey.
What is the hijab?
Hijab. Hijab, yes. Good correction.
Barbie 800.
Dubbed the first lady of song, this jazz great is ready to entertain you with songs like A Tisket, A Tasket, and Blue Moon. Jeffrey.
Who is Ella Fitzgerald?
Yes, came to you in time.
Barbie for 1,000.
It's game on for the doll honoring this woman who won 1973's Battle of the Sexes and is a champion for women's equality in sports. Kate.
Who is Billie Jean King?
Right.
Blended words, 600.
It's a non-alcoholic mixed drink like a nojito or a cuddles on the beach. Valerie.
What is a mocktail?
That's right.
Blended words for 400.
Seen here is an icon for one of these programs. Valerie again.
What is a podcast?
Yes.
Blended words 200.
It describes someone who's irritable due to lack of food. Valerie.
What is hangry?
Hangry, yeah.
Blended words 800.
It's the 11-letter name for the mixed dog breed seen here. Kate.
What is labradoodle?
Good.
Blended words 1,000.
When referring to England's two oldest universities, use this blended word. Valerie.
What is Oxbridge?
Yes.
World Capital Bingo 200.
N, 1963. Kenya gains its independence as the area of this capital grows more than seven times in size. Jeffrey.
What is Nairobi?
Correct.
Bingo for 400.
B, 1971. Two municipalities, Thonburi and Krung Thep, combine to form this Asian capital. Jeffrey.
What is Bangkok?
Yes, and with that, you move up to 2,200. We're going to take our first break, though. Back in a moment to chat with the players. The first player we introduced on the program today, Jeffrey Williams, is a television editor. Now, Jeffrey, I've heard that Jeopardy has been on your bucket list for quite some time, but your interest in the program doesn't compare to your mom's, I understand.
No, not by a long shot. I have been trying to get on Jeopardy for about 14 years, and every year, about 2 weeks before you announce the test, my mom starts emailing me, are you taking the test? What day are you taking the test? Let's take the test together. Let's take the test together. I never need your reminder to know when the audition test is, because my mom would just 5 or 6 times ask me to take it with her.
Okay, and now they can take it any time, of course.
I know.
Valerie Costello, a career counselor from San Leandro, California. I understand you're a first-time mom, and your son has a kind of a different sleep pattern. What's that?
He does. I have an 18-month-old named Henry, and he's been watching Jeopardy pretty much his entire life because it's been on. And it's been wonderful to see how more aware he gets, and he's, you know, claps at when daily doubles are found. But we've noticed that despite his best efforts, as Double Jeopardy starts happening, he starts getting a little more tired and usually falls asleep to the music of Final Jeopardy.
You know, that's what happens to me on the program also. Unfortunately, sorry. Kate Freeman is our champion, ladies and gentlemen. This young lady has kind of a hobby that sounds scary.
Yeah, so it's actually a new one. A couple of friends had invited me to go to an axe throwing bar up in
there
the valley.
There are bars?
Yes, you drink and you throw axes at wooden targets.
I don't think that's a good combination, do you?
It was very fun.
Jeffrey, let's get back to you right now. You're in command of the board.
Shakespeare for 200, please.
He hath a person and a smooth disposed to be suspected, framed to make women false. The Moor is of a free and open nature. Valerie.
Who's Othello?
Nope. Jeffrey.
Who is Iago?
Correct.
Shakespeare, 400.
I can be patient. I can stay with Reagan. I and my 100 knights. Jeffrey.
Who is King Lear?
Correct.
600.
The potent poison quite o'ercrows my spirit. I cannot live to hear the news from England. And a few words later, he's correct. Jeffrey.
Who is Hamlet?
Hamlet is the one.
Shakespeare, 800.
What? Will these hands ne'er be clean? No more of that, my lord. No more of that. You mar all with this starting. Jeffrey.
Who is Lady Macbeth?
Yes.
Finish the category for 1,000.
Answer. Amy Double, you seem to know your Shakespeare. You're in the lead as a result of a lot of correct responses. What you going to do with the 4,200?
You're going to make me do it. True Daily Double, please.
I'm not going to make you do it. You're going to do it.
All right. True Daily Double, please.
Here is the clue. Here in this island we arrived, and here have I, thy schoolmaster, made thee more profit.
Who is Prospero?
You are right. You're at 8,400. We have two categories to deal with.
Big Little or No Bang for 200, please.
The monkey thought 'twas all in fun, but the detonating critter in this kid's song may beg to differ. Kate?
Who is the weasel? What is Pop Goes the Weasel?
Yes.
Bang, 400.
Mr. Phelps will not self-destruct in 5 seconds in this 1996 film. A chopper crash in a tunnel will take care of things. Valerie.
What is Mission Impossible?
Yes.
Big Little, No Bang for 600.
Nearly 70,000 shells filled the air in 2019 as viewers lined New York City's FDR Drive to see July 4th fireworks over this river. Kate.
What is the Hudson?
Nope. Jeffrey.
What is the East River?
That's right. Less than a minute now.
800.
On December 6th, 1917, the explosion of a munitions ship near this Nova Scotia capital was heard hundreds of miles away. Valerie.
What is Halifax?
Yes.
Bang for 1,000.
In 1605, this York man did not get the wham-bam he wanted from more than a ton of gunpowder placed under Parliament. Valerie.
Who is Guy Fawkes?
Yeah.
Olympic for 200.
In 1960, a baby Bikila ran away with this lengthy event with no shoes on. Kate.
What is marathon?
Yep.
1,000.
Prince Albert of Monaco was awarded a black belt in this martial art that's done barefoot at the Olympics. Kate.
What is judo?
Judo, right you are.
800, please.
With a new partner, Brooke Sweat, 42-year-old Carrie Walsh Jennings, plans to go for her 4th gold in this 2-word sport in 2021. Valerie.
What is beach volleyball?
Yes.
Olympic 600?
This gymnastics apparatus is raised 4.1 feet from the floor and is 4 inches wide. Kate.
What is the balance beam?
That's right. No. Well, there we won't get to that last clue, but all three of you off to a great start. Jeffrey in the lead with 9,000. Kate at 5,000, going first in Double Jeopardy. Right after this, of course. $20,000 earned by the three players in that first round. That's impressive. Kate, you select first, though, in Double Jeopardy. Here are the categories for you. The first Nobel, talking about the prizes. The Angels Did Say. Historic declarations. Invented languages. Movies by matchup. And finally, grammar. O-R in quotation marks. Those two letters will begin each correct response. Off you go.
Invented languages, 1,200.
James Doohan, who played this engineer on Star Trek, also created the first version of the Klingon language.
Who is
Jeffrey?
Who is Scotty?
Yes.
Grammar, 400.
Unlike English, in Latin, this does not determine meaning. Homo mordet canem and canem mordet homo both mean man bites dog. Valerie.
What is order?
Yes.
Grammar, 800.
The last word in the city we are driving toward can be called this parentless type of preposition. It's called an orphan preposition. Back to you, Valerie.
Grammar, 1200.
As opposed to cardinal, they're numbers that indicate position, like third and 112th. Jeffrey?
What is ordinal?
Yes.
1600.
Fowler's Modern English Usage says this is the correct word, meaning to get your bearings. But if you must add A-T-E, go ahead. Valerie?
What is Orient?
Good.
Invented language, 800.
Answer, daily double. All right.
3,000.
Three it is. This 1887 language got its name from Dr. Hopeful, the pen name in that language of creator L.L. Zamenhof.
What is Esperanto?
That is right. Go again.
Invented language, 1600.
The word Khaleesi comes from the language of this horse-riding people of Game of Thrones. Valerie.
Who are the Dothraki?
Yes.
Invented language, 2000.
Not only did this man create a utopia, he also created a language and alphabet for its inhabitants to speak. Kate.
Who is Moore?
Thomas Moore, yes.
Historic declarations, 12.
Calling for equal rights for women, the Declaration of Sentiments was read by Elizabeth Cady Stanton at this 1848 convention. Valerie.
What is Seneca Falls?
Yes.
Historic Declaration, 1600.
UNDRIP, the UN Declaration on the Rights of These Native Peoples, says they should not be subjected to forced assimilation. Valerie?
What are indigenous peoples?
Yes.
Historic declarations, 2000.
In exile in the Netherlands, this English king made the 1660 Declaration of Breda, promising amnesty in return for his restoration. Kate?
Who is Charles?
Be more specific.
Charles the First?
No. Valerie?
Who is Charles the Second?
Yes.
Historical declarations, 800.
The 1776 Virginia Declaration of Rights was one of the inspirations for this document, adopted 15 years later. Jeffrey.
What is the Constitution?
No. Kate.
What is the Bill of Rights?
That's it.
The first Nobel, 1200.
The first Peace Prize was shared by French pacifist Frédéric Passy and Henri Dunant, the Swiss founder of this organization. Kate.
What is the Red Cross?
Correct.
The first Nobel, 1600.
The first literature prize went to poet Sully Prudhomme, who'd been elected to this prestigious French literary body 20 years earlier. He had been elected to the French Academy, l'Académie Française. Kate.
The first Nobel, 800.
The first Nobel Prize in physics went to Wilhelm Röntgen for his discovery of these. Jeffrey.
What are X-rays?
Good.
Movies by matchup, 400.
A 1984 classic, Daniel San LaRusso versus Johnny Lawrence. Valerie.
What's The Karate Kid?
Yes.
Movies, 800.
Black Mamba, also known as The Bride, versus Cottonmouth, also known as Orenishi.
What is
Jeffrey?
Kill Bill?
Yep.
1200, movies by matchup.
From 1978, The T-Birds versus The Scorpions. Valerie.
What is Grease?
Yep.
Movies, 1600.
Globo Gym versus Average Joe's. Valerie.
What is Dodgeball?
Dodgeball.
Movies,
yeah.
2000.
1961. Fast Eddie Felsen versus Minnesota Fats. Film was called The Hustler. Valerie, back to you.
Grammar, 2000.
In I have failed, have is an auxiliary verb. In I have shingles, have is this plain, regular, not unusual kind of verb. Jeffrey?
What is ordinary?
Ordinary is right.
Languages for 400.
As a member of this Lord of the Rings race, Gimli could speak Kuzdul, their language. Jeffrey?
What is dwarf?
Yes.
Declarations, 400.
Issued during this war, the Corfu Declaration called for a unified Slavic state following the collapse of Austria-Hungary. Kate?
What is World War One?
Yeah.
The angels did say, 1200.
In Genesis chapter 19, angels tell him to flee with his daughters and wife, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. Kate?
Who is Lot?
He's the one.
Angels, 1600.
In Acts chapter 10, an angel appears to Cornelius, one of these Roman officers, and tells him to go find Simon Peter. Kate?
Who is Centurion?
Yes, with less than a minute now.
2000, please. Angels did say.
A suddenly visible angel asks this Old Testament man why he's been striking his faithful beast. And the man is Balaam. Back to you, Kate.
The first Nobel, 2000.
Answer. Daily double. All right, you're in a distant third.
8,000.
All right. 1901 laureate Emil von Behring used antibodies to cure diphtheria, making him a pioneer of this ology, coined in the same decade.
What is immunology?
That's right, yes. Way to go. Three clues left.
Angels, 800.
In Luke chapter 1, an angel appears to Zechariah to tell him that his wife will soon give birth to this forerunner of Jesus. Kate.
Who is John the Baptist?
Correct. And with that, you are very close to the lead, and all three of you well positioned. What a great start to the week. Here comes Final Jeopardy. Today, the subject you get to deal with is famous places. Think about it. Make your wagers based on how you feel about famous places, and we'll come back to reveal the clue.
Timing out a snowstorm with the potential to drop more snow than we've seen in the past 2 years combined. Plus areas that could see the worst of this weathermaker.
Health hazards in county schools. Fox 45 News. Project Baltimore demands to know the results of mold testing in schools and the absurd cost to keep them hidden.
The gecko gets stuck inside this plastic tile matching video game in a Geico commercial. What is Tetris? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I just love it when things work out the way I had hoped. Look at those scores. All players. Very impressive. Famous places is the subject for Final Jeopardy. This happens to be the clue. Opened in 1973, it includes the Joan Sutherland Theater, named for the singer, and the Utzon Room, named for the architect. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. We come to Jeffrey first. He was in third place with 14,600, shaking his head. Why? Because...
Centre Pompidou.
Centre Pompidou is incorrect. Okay. You're in the wrong country. And it'll cost you 12,000. That drops you all the way down to 2,600. Takes us to Kate, our champion. 19,000, shaking her head. She wrote down, what is the L.A. Opera House? You're on the right track, of course, but the wrong place also. How much did you... Oh, you lost everything, 19,000. Now over to Valerie Costello, 20,600. She wrote down, what is the Sydney Opera House? That is right. What did you risk? 17,401. What a payday. 38,001, Valerie. Congratulations to you and to all three of you. Great game. Great game. Till tomorrow. So long, everybody.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by...
Mesothelioma. It's all we do. With 9 offices across the country, let us come meet with you. Call us at 1-800-289-7000.
Ken French, world-class clapper. 721 claps a minute.
With the clapper, I only need two claps.
Clap on, clap off.
And now, talking Darth Vader clapper. Clap on your lamp and hear Vader say, "The Force is strong with this one." Clap it off and hear, "You underestimate the power of the dark side."